Morning Watch, Romans, Week 3. Romans 9 through Romans 12. Thursday, Related Verses. Romans chapter 11, verses 2 through 5, 16 through 18, 29, 32, and 36. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage concerning Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have torn down your altars, and I am left alone, and they are seeking my life. But what does the divine answer say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. In the same way, then, at the present time, also, there has come into being a remnant according to the selection of grace. Now, if the dough offered as the first fruits is holy, the lump is also. And if the root is holy, the branches are also. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and become a fellow partaker of the root of fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches, but if you boast, remember that it is not you who bear the root, but the root you. For the gracious gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For God has shut up all in disobedience, that he might show mercy to all. Because out of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Related reading. Regardless of how far Christianity has degraded, we believe that among the thousands and even millions of Christians, there are a number, a remnant, that have been reserved by God. I am not speaking proudly, but I consider myself as one whom the Lord has reserved. How do you feel about yourself? A number of times in the past years, my thought was the same as Elijah's, but I praise the Lord that eventually I discovered that the Lord had reserved a good number to himself. God has reserved a remnant for his eternal purpose. Do not be disappointed. In Romans 9, the chosen ones of God are likened to clay, and in Romans 11, they are likened to a lump of flour, used for making cakes. Which do you think is better? Would you like a piece of clay or a piece of dough? Although I prefer a piece of dough, it is still good to be clay, because clay is used to make vessels of mercy to contain Christ. Thus, in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we are told that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Furthermore, 2 Timothy 2:20 says, there are vessels of gold and of silver to honor. We have seen that the clay vessels in Romans 9 are filled by calling on the name of the Lord as revealed in Romans 10. The same is true for the vessels in 2 Timothy 2:20. In verse 22 of that chapter, we are told that the seekers of the Lord need to call upon him out of a pure heart. Therefore, the way in which the vessels of honor are filled is by calling upon the name of the Lord. Romans 9 shows us that we are pieces of clay made into vessels which contain Christ. This is wonderful. However, I am even happier to be a piece of dough, a part of the lump. Clay has no life, but the lump is a matter of life, being made from fine wheat flour. Although clay is useful in making vessels to contain Christ for the glory of God, the lump is for the satisfaction of God. It is offered to God as food for his satisfaction. A piece of lifeless clay cannot satisfy God. Only in the lump do we have the living element which satisfies God. While the dough is for God's satisfaction, the root is for our satisfaction. Romans 11:17 says that we, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them and became a fellow partaker of the root of the fatness of the olive tree. When we come to the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in our life study of Genesis, we shall see that they were the root of the fatness of the olive tree. The entire olive tree depends upon their fatness. Praise the Lord that we, the olive tree, have been grafted into God's cultivated olive tree, that we might be fellow partakers of its root of fatness. This is our enjoyment. God enjoys the dough. We enjoy the root. Both the dough and the root are of the plant life, the life which satisfies God and man. Both the wheat and the olive produce enjoyment and satisfaction for God and man. Praise the Lord. Once again, we see how deep a writer was Paul. Nothing in Romans is superficial. In verse 17, Paul says that we, the Gentiles, being a wild olive tree, were grafted and became a partaker of the root. Grafting is a matter of life. For the branch of a wild tree to be grafted into a cultivated tree is for it to receive the life of the cultivated tree. Hence, it is not a matter for us Gentiles to change our religion, but to receive the life of the root, which life is Christ. Many Gentiles have turned from their heathen religions to the Christian religion without ever receiving the life of Christ. They have never been grafted into the olive tree cultivated by God with Christ as life. But we have been grafted in to enjoy the riches of Christ's life with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise the Lord. At this point, Paul lifted up a praise to God, a praise for God's selection. Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How inscrutable are his judgments and untraceable his paths. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has first given to him, and it will be repaid to him? Because out of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. It seems that in Romans 9 through 11, Paul has given us a map by which we trace God's paths. God receives praise and glory in three stages. In the past, for all things have come out of him. In the present, for all things are through him. And in the future, for all things will be to him. All things came into being out of God in the past. All things exist through him in the present. And all things will be to him in the future. God's selection is according to himself, according to his choice, not according to anything else. All things are of him, by him, and for him. To him be the glory forever. Amen.